Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Cullen Steele behind the scenes and on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Edna Carr standout, played at Kansas State and has been in the National Football League, most recently with the Cleveland Browns, Cornelius Lucas. Cornelius, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, man, good to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Cornelius. Tell us a little bit about your swim and leadership camp, and I'll throw something in. On the bayou, I'm friends with a guy who has a swimming deal, and they buy life preservers, and he lost a grandson at a very young age. He didn't know how to swim, but, you know, he sees others in the pool, and he wants to go in there, or there's a ball in the pool, and they jump in, and you just turn your back, and, you know, and there's been some tragic situations. So tell us about a little bit about your swim and leadership camp. And you've teamed up with Son of a Saint organization also, correct?
Yes, sir. So a little backstory. When I was 7 years old, I lost my dad to a swimming accident. We were camping out on the beach, playing in the water. Midday, he went out kind of far and got pulled down by a current. And that day changed my life forever. You know what I'm saying? Losing my big guy, my leader, my number one guy in my life. And so water has always, like, held a plague over me for a little bit. And one day I was sitting talking to my girlfriend, and she was like, you should do a swim camp. You know what I'm saying? Just to teach others how to swim and basically allow yourself to become more comfortable in the water while teaching others. And so I started doing my research, and then I realized that drowning is like a big leading cause of death for like children that are impoverished because they don't have any resources for pools or swim lessons or anything like that. So I was like, this might be a great idea. So we're going on our third year. I've teamed up with Son of Saint all 3 years. This year we're adding another group of people by the name of the 18th Ward. And we also have Brown Girls Swim coming in to speak and give us some water skills and safety measures that we should practice in the water.
And so this
it's been a blast so far.
This could be held at the Ochsner Performance Training Center on South Clearview Parkway, correct? And it's Thursday and Friday?
Yes, sir. Next week.
So tell if someone wants to get, you know, if it's a son or have their brother or cousin or whatever, tell them exactly how they can get involved with this camp.
Right. So this year I tried to make it open to the public, and I bumped my head every which way I turned, maybe because I waited a little bit too late. So we're gonna drop a survey just to test the waters and see who wants to come, so we can start setting up for next year. Next year is going to be the big shebang, where we basically branch off and get a bigger pool and basically invite everyone that wants to come, that anyone that wants to show up. But just this year, it's Son of Saint kids, and it's 18th Ward. I keep messing that up. The 18th Ward, they're also bringing kids as well. So last year we had about 15 kids. This year we're going to have like 25 to 30. So my mindset is on growth. I grew a little bit this year. Next year is going to be the big year.
Cornelius, we hear so much sometimes about athletes and things that happen off the field that are negative, but I think a lot of times we don't kind of emphasize the good things that you guys do because you want to. And you told us the backstory about losing your dad. And there are so many stories like that, that sometimes you feel as though that should be kind of headlined more than what we really do today in the media.
For sure. For sure. Usually people only want to talk about the bad stuff, and the headlines are usually bad. But when someone gets up here and tries to teach kids how to swim, you know, interest could be lacking certain ways. But I've also gained a lot of interest from people that are interested in learning how to swim or just interested in my initiative. So it's kind of tenfold.
Cornelius, nothing's a straight road in life, okay? And and how you got into the National Football League and you've been able to stay there for a certain period of time. And so I think a lot of times people don't realize with athletes that it's just not the easy route. There are a lot of stumbles, but it's the get up. It's the dust off and get up. I think that, to me, is a big part of where – you know, you've had your success, and you've kind of, you know, kind of bounced around the NFL, but you've got a niche, and that's what matters in the long run. Did you always grow up saying, I want to play pro football? Was that something, a dream of yours, real young in life?
Man, not necessarily. I was a late bloomer. I started late. By the grace of God, I met this guy by the name of Jabbar Jalouk at Edna Carr, he got on me every day, like, man, we ain't gonna come play football. We ain't gonna come out there. And I just got tired of him asking me, and I went out there one day, and the rest is history. But like how you were saying, man, I feel like every year of my 12-year career so far, I've came in through the back door. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came in undrafted, and I just had to fight and claw for every team that I've made, every contract I've made. I feel like going to Cleveland this year was the first time they invited me in through the front door. You know what I'm saying? And welcomed me, and it feels like progress. But I also, just being a journeyman that I am and having a niche that I do have of just no one's going to outwork me, that's what really kept me in the league for so long, man. It just keeps me hungry all the time.
Cornelius, one of the things that you have seen is the improvement with your technique overall. We have Mark Schlereff on with us, and, you know, Mark played double-digit seasons in the National Football League. And he was like, you know, one thing I had to get over when I went from college to the pros, every time I lined up, probably 95% of the time, the guy I lined up against, he was a better athlete than me. So I had to be technically sound to beat him on each play, and it is a technique part of the game. We just finished the Louisiana line camp. We had 762 young men, offensive, defensive linemen from around the country, not just in Louisiana, that participated in this. And that's something Pete Jenkins talks about all the time. It's the technique part of the game that if you make it to the pros will give you length of time.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like every time I line up, I'm facing a fire-breathing dragon that is pretty much elite in their athletic capabilities. And all I have to rely on at the end of the day is my length and my technique, staying inside out, knowing when to throw my hands, studying this guy from in and out, knowing how he likes to, what kind of moves he likes to work, where I need to be at in my transitions between the games, and how the defense likes to play. Being an offensive lineman, man, it's a lot of studying. It's a lot of work that goes unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? Like with D linemen, they can line up and get shut down for 60 plays out the game. But if they have two sacks, they have a hell of a game. It's the opposite for offensive linemen. We have to ball out every single snap. So, like, those kind of things just keep my head in the book, man, and keep me striving forward just to be better each and every day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As a veteran, has your training for the upcoming season changed throughout the years? Because I've talked to linemen, it's like, okay, I got a little heavier, I got a little bit maybe lighter weighted, I worked on certain things in the offseason. Has that changed for you throughout your career?
Yeah, just a little bit. I love working out in the Louisiana heat. I feel like that's always kept me with an edge because I'm just slightly just in better condition than anyone that's from up north or something like that. But a little less running, more technique, more purposeful work. just understanding like the things that I need to work on, the areas in my game I need to be stronger. And I spend time really dialing those things in, trying to become better at those things. And that's how you legit stay in the league. This league, you can't make the same mistake too many times in a row.
You have to be better. You're unemployed. You're unemployed if you do, right?
You're going to be unemployed if you keep making that same mistake over and over again. So you just have to find ways, and that comes with time, just learning how to critique yourself, be your biggest supporter and your biggest hater at the same time, and just knowing that the work is never done.
You talked about Jabbar Zaluk, who really was a terrific high school coach, now coaching in the college ranks. And, man, how proud are you to see what Bryce Brown has done at Edna Carr?
Oh, man.
And they looked at as not a good program, as an elite program in high school, not only in Louisiana, but country-wise.
Like, I'm not surprised just because of the brotherhood that I share with Edna Carr and the things that we did growing up playing in that program. I felt like I was a part of laying the foundation for that. And after I left, they took off. And I felt like they've earned every single accolade and every single championship that they've gained. And it's through hard work. It's through brotherhood. It's through genuine people that care about their players' well-being, if it's not in the classroom, if it's on the field, if it's just in life. There's a lot of genuine guys over there that really care, and I think it shows when you talk about the success of the program and how they've taken off.
Tell us one more time again, you involved certainly with Son of Saint, and kind of how this, you know, you brought it out to us about your dad passing away, but if somebody wants to get involved with your swim and leadership camp, how they can get in touch with you and be involved with it, and that camp is going to be next Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th.
Yes, sir. So if you want to be involved, if you want to offer your services or expertise and whatever, you can reach out to me at my Instagram page. It's the CR3 Foundation page. And I'll also be putting out a questionnaire/survey, like I spoke about earlier, to just get a gauge on how many people are going to want to come next year, so I can really open it up and let everybody experience the freedom of knowing how to swim, or at least becoming comfortable in the water.
When you grew up, we talked a lot about LSU baseball and them playing now in the College World Series. Were you a baseball or a basketball player other than football?
Ah, man, that's one of the biggest regrets I have in my career. In high school, I played football and I got a job because I wanted money in my pocket.
Okay.
But hindsight being 2020, I should have played some basketball because I would have been 10 times better the athlete than I am now. I really believe it. I believe I would have been 10 times better than what I was when I first came up.
Man, at 6'9", and you know, you looking down at a lot of guys too. So I know you'd have had that advantage with your height and your wingspan.
Yeah, shout out to my coach T. Howard, man. He was on me in high school. Like, yeah, come play basketball. But I was focused on having some change in my pocket, man. I wanted to make sure that my family was straight and wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Hey, you've done great in life, and congratulations on your career. Man, really proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish. I know the road hasn't been a straight line, but you've got it done, and that's what matters at the end.
Yes, sir. Still getting it done.
I appreciate it. Cornelius, thanks so much for joining us here on the Big 870 WWL. Best of luck to you this year and also your camp.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Cornelius Lucas, former Edna Carr standout offensive lineman, went to Kansas State, was an undrafted free agent. 12 years in the National Football League.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.